This is a KUNV Studios original program.
You're listening to Special Programming, brought to you by itswhereiam.com. The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning, Las Vegas. This is Dr. G, and you are listening to It's Where I Am on 91.5 FM KUNV. I am guest hosting for Zandra Pollard, who continues to enjoy a much-needed respite after being on the air for 4 years. If you are missing Zandra, you don't have to miss her too hard, though, as she'll be back full-time in June. I'm Dr. David Jenness, Clinical and PR Director from Great Mind Counseling and Wellness Center, and on It's Where I Am, I have been spotlighting different mental health programs throughout the state of Nevada. My goal is to decrease stigma for accessing mental health resources and to empowering others for extending a hand to ask for help when needed. On this morning's show, I'd like to engage in discussion with a member of the LGBTQ+ community to discuss the coming out process and to hopefully educate listeners on what may be helpful and supportive to those that may be coming out. Good morning, Adam. Nice to have you on. It's Where I Am.
Good morning, Dr. G.
So, you know, it's really a pleasure to welcome you on the show, as I really hope to offer our listeners some important information on how to support other members of the LGBT+ community and to maybe learn something on how to become a little bit more culturally competent and helping others who may also experience the coming out process. So, Adam, let's just jump right in, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
So, you know, so you identify yourself as being part of the LGBTQ+ community. How old were you when you first came out?
Well, I was 17. I was in high school.
And so were you 17 years old? So were you like a junior, senior in high school at that time?
Yeah, junior.
Okay. So now, you know, times have changed. And though when you were 17 years old and a junior in high school, were you surrounded by other peers that also identified at that time as being part of the LGBTQ+ community? Did you have, I guess, other people in your world that you could go to and engage in conversation around your identification?
Yes. I had other peers that were identify as LGBT and that helped me with the process coming out. And
now, was that process of coming out fearful for you?
It was very fearful. Especially from, I mean, I don't know what my family would think. I don't know what my friends would think. I was fearful, but I knew it needed to be done.
So one of the primary concerns that I hear is that as you come out, there's a fear of maybe not being accepted and no longer being included within your peer group or within your family. And was that part of your concerns as well?
Yeah, I have a concern. I don't know what my family would think or say about it. I have no idea what my other friends would think or say about it. And it gave me a lot of anxiety, but...
Okay, so leading up to actually coming out, you were then experiencing a lot of anxiety related to the unknown.
Yes.
So Adam, Okay, so you were around 17 years old. You were junior in high school. And who was the first person that you actually came out to?
It was actually my brother.
And
I told my brother.
What was his response?
He goes, it was very, actually very positive. He told me that he accepts me for who I am, and he knows that he still loves me. I'm still his brother. And
wow, what a powerful affirmation coming from someone that is close to you, and to receive such a beautiful, welcoming, accepting, affirmative response. How did you feel in that moment, like hearing those positive statements from your brother?
I felt a little empowered, but I was still anxious of what others might think. But I knew at the time that my brother gave me that positive feedback, I knew that it would be easier to
share maybe with other people.
Others, yes.
So then who was the second and third individuals that you decided to come out to?
It was my parents.
Okay. So now, did your parents have the same response as your brother?
My dad was actually, he was in the middle of it. My mom wasn't very accepting at first at all.
So how did that initially set you up for moving forward with your coming out process, if you will? You know, having mom not or have some struggle with initially accepting your identification. How did that then impact you from coming out further?
I just said to myself, and I was like, okay, well, I know I need to come out to everybody else, like my friends, my other friends and my family, whether they accept me or not. And I still had fear, but I'm like, but I felt more relieved once I got it out.
Okay, so there was this buildup, is what I'm hearing. And to you feeling the need to be true to yourself by sharing this announcement, yet it was still, what I'm hearing, very fearful, just again, not knowing what others' responses may be like or how people may include you in future events.
Yeah, and it was terrifying, but then it got better. It got better as time went by.
Now, when you were 17 years old, Adam, was there anyone in your life that was a positive member of the LGBTQ+ community that maybe you could go to talk to about this process?
My cousin. My cousin was also part of the LGBT community.
Okay. And is he, how old is your cousin at the time when you were 17?
He was 16.
Oh, okay. So you guys were kind of both going through a similar experience as far as identifying who each of you were and, you know, having each other in both your lives to kind of talk about, you know, these feelings and to make sense of it all as a young adolescent.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you came out to your mom and dad, and mom had some difficulties with it. Dad seemed to be more accepting of it. You know, how were you then making sense around your open identity as a gay male?
I was just, well, expressing to people that I associate with daily, like my friends, my family, letting them know, hey, yes, I'm gay, and oh my, whether I was like I had acceptance or not, I knew that it was gonna get. I knew that it was gonna get easier and easier, and it was, people were gonna be more accepting.
Now, when you were going out, like coming out, if you will, was it a sense of relief for you? Once you started telling people and just started becoming more open about verbalizing your identification, was it a sense of relief?
It was. It was like a weight, like heavy weight that's off my shoulders.
Now, I decided I wanted to bring this topic to the show on It's Where I Am because I feel like this is still, for many people in today's society in 2024, a big topic. And I'm just not sure how often this gets talked about. And I really want to assist listeners in maybe even identifying the right questions to ask individuals when someone comes to them and comes out. You know, what I heard from you, Adam, share is that the leading up to this disclosure, there was a lot of anxiety. Now, leading up to coming out, did you ever feel any feelings related to depression and just feeling down on yourself because of your identification that you were gay?
It was, at first it was very like hard, and then I got a little depressed, but then I got over it because I'm like, no, this is who I am. I'm like, so, and now I'm like very proud of who I am and where I'm at. And
So, you know, that really, makes me feel proud to hear that you are in a great place today and recognizing who you are and celebrating yourself as a queer male, and that, you know, that you have been able to accept yourself. And you know, I think that is so challenging for a lot of people that come out is you know, if they grew up in the church, if they live within a community that does not engage in conversations like what you and I are having this morning, then people are less equipped and less knowledgeable to really sink their teeth into these type of conversations and help people make sense of who they are. Because that's very confusing for a lot of people that come out. And, you know, it's great to hear, though, that you're a proud gay man and that it sounds like you've kind of worked through stuff that came up so that you could be in a positive emotional space today. So at the time, though, Adam, when you were, you know, ready to come out because you identified, you know what, I'm a gay man, I'm attracted to men, this is who I am. What would have been helpful for you to have in place that could have supported your process maybe a little bit differently?
Maybe a more, like if I had more like peers that were LGBT at the time and helping me with that process and hearing from them, which I heard from several. And when I realized, hey, yes, I'm gay. And I just, it would have helped that if I probably did it earlier, because I held it back for so long.
So you, okay. So today, now we're fast forwarding to present day. Where would you encourage others to go if they needed some type of support to make sense about coming out, if they're just really identifying as potentially maybe being a part of the LGBTQ plus community? Where would you recommend them going to seek out support?
I would recommend going maybe to close friends that you can trust, or I would also, I've been to the center here, the LGBT center.
Uh-huh.
They are very helpful. I would encourage them also to go there. They have a lot of groups about the topic, and that's helped me. I remember when I first went with this guy I was dating at the time, and it was still new to me. It was like the second guy I've been with. And it was still new to me. And then I was like, okay, well, that helped a lot.
So going to the center and surrounding yourself with other peers that also identifying as being part of the community and having a safe space to go to hang out at.
Yes.
And so this is the center that is located on Maryland Parkway. Cross streets are kind of Maryland Parkway and Charleston area. And they the center has a medical clinic that is also part of the center that provides medical services to the community. And there's also a pharmacy that is located in the center as well. So it's kind of all-inclusive as far as being a safe haven, if you will, for members of the community to seek access and services at. Now, today, so I know that you are a very proud gay man, though at different times, like as you were thinking about who you are and you were still formulating an identity for who you are today, do you feel like because of the uncertainty around coming out that this impacted your self-esteem, and did it impact your self-esteem from a negative perspective?
It lowered my self-esteem. I mean, at the start, but now in the future and well, the present, it helps a little bit with my self-esteem. Knowing that I am proud of who I am now.
Yeah, as you should be. And, so there are still today lots of differing opinions as it pertains to the LGBT plus community. And I think that many of negative or uncertain ideas or opinions of the community may come from not having access to engaging with individuals that identify as being a member of the community, and maybe perhaps also having lack of information. Sometimes we, as just people, create certain ideas about anything in life if we have lack of general information to help us better understand something. So that was really part of me wanting to welcome you on the show, Adam, is because I really wanted to hopefully inform listeners to maybe have just a little bit of a broader understanding of how any one of us as a community member could be more of a support to an individual that may be coming out. So in the state of Arizona, I had the privilege of participating in a work group that came together to write a white paper that was to really provide a cultural competency lens, if you will, for LGBTQ youth and young adults. And the intent for writing this white paper was that anybody that picked it up, this could just be a lens or a tool for individuals having a broader context of certain areas that individuals within the community may struggle with, and how we as just community members can be more of a support to these individuals. And part of this was for providers, whether you're a medical provider providing medical services or a therapist providing therapeutic clinical services, it was to, from a professional development perspective, have a better understanding of the needs of our LGBTQ youth. Oftentimes, how we may provide clinical or medical services, it may come across in a very sterile way where we are not inviting others to feel comfortable in really talking about what their medical and clinical needs are. And so I feel it's imperative for those that are providing services to individuals that may identify as part of the community that we have affirming language and are not afraid to ask individuals questions so that we can better meet the medical and clinical needs for our community members and the patients that we provide services with. So, Adam, what in terms for our listeners to, you know, maybe hold in mind differently, what would be some recommendations from you that you believe would be helpful for others that are around people that may be coming out so that they could be more supportive of the process?
I would say that the ones that are now looking with the coming out process, and to make it easier, I would go to the center. That's a good place to go. And I would also just talk to friends. I would also talk to them about how you feel. There's resources also everywhere. I'm like online. At the library as well. It's from who you are, and just be yourself, and that's the best way to lessen the anxiety and the coming out process, to make it easier, and just don't hold it back.
I love all those, you know, recommendations, Adam, because I feel like you humanize this process for many others in just what's involved as far as coming out. Other thoughts that I have for individuals too is to maybe be mindful of all our assumptions, especially any notion that we may reject spirituality as a whole. I think many of us in the LGBTQ community are actually very spiritual, and that part of the reconciliation process, I think, in one's mind is figuring out, well, how does an individual that is in the community still subscribe to their religious beliefs. And that, I know, has been a very challenging space for individuals to be in, because they are firmly guided by God, yet they identify as being a member of the LGBTQ plus community, and trying to reconcile, you know, well, how do they still practice one's religion and, you know, be true to who they are? And so, you know, I encourage people to, you know, have a clear sense of their own spiritual and religious perspective, so that they can embrace the need to address spirituality within themselves, and to maybe redefine or establish certain boundaries regarding this reconciliation. Other areas that I have found to be helpful for those coming out is, you know, you did an articulate job at highlighting the need for an individual to have a support network or a support system. And oftentimes, depending upon where one may live, and what an adult may do for work, and a family's perspective about having a family member that identifies as being a part of the LGBTQ plus community, these are all things that can cause a lot of different things to come up from an emotional and mental health perspective. And having a support network, having people where an individual that is going through this coming out process, where they can go to and process, you know, thoughts, feelings that are coming up regarding their own feelings and thoughts around their identification, is really going to help the individual move forward in managing their mental health stuff that comes up. So, Adam, I just wanted to thank you so much for your willingness to be on the show. It's Where I Am, and having the courage and the strength to be who you are and to share with us over the radio. I just want to let you know that I applaud you. I celebrate you. And this is Dr. G on It's Where I Am. You can listen to the show every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. on 91.5 FM KUNV. Until next time, I'm Dr. Janice.